Paul Pushker, Vivacious Award.
She knows the job and will want me to get it done. She's probably my best hope.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Vivacious Award drove to the lead in Vivacious Award. She was on the deck an hour ago. Tatum Bull, she's in the winner's circle now.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're looking forward to another winner today. And we've got some opportunities. There's plenty of racing. Wangaratta this afternoon. Packing them tonight. And we'll find out what surface we're racing on at Wang right now.
We will. Greg Brown is the track manager. Greg, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, Greg.
Going well, thank you. What's it looking like today?
Beautiful day up in Wang. We've got a good four. Rails in truth. So it should be a good day's racing.
Excellent. Good four, rail true. Penetrometer?
What was it? 5.37.
5.37. Now, it's meant to be windy, at least around Melbourne today. What's it meant to be like up there?
Only 20 kilometres westerly.
Oh, no dramas at all.
Not too bad. Should be a good day.
One club wind, pretty much. No dramas at all. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
Okay, so good for rail true, penetrometer 5.37.
Yes.
Pakenham, the most recent update we've got for you. The rail is in the true position the entire circuit with a soft 6 with a penetrometer of 6.45. But we'll no doubt have updates throughout the course of the day on RSN.
Any shear?
Not for Pakenham.
Righto. Righto, so good four at Wangaratta. Soft 6 at Pakenham. More on that through the morning and through the afternoon. But Mitch Beer has got three going around at Wang for us today, and he's been renovating the house down at the stables too. Mitch, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Going well. How's the renovation going?
Just in time for me to be finding plenty of paperwork to be doing at this hour of the morning. It's absolutely freezing up here now. So, yes, the new office with the split systems coincided very nicely with the changing weather.
Well played. Well played. You've timed this to a T. Hopefully some of your runners can do that for us today as well. You've got three going around. Race three, two, number nine, Maladia, is the first one. I'm trying to break its maiden status. Not bad runs this time. It's sort of been a little bit off them at Albury and Canberra, but what about today at Wang?
Yeah, I thought she was excellent first up. The margin was probably a little bit exaggerated. Like the winner won by probably four or five, and she only got beat six, so it wasn't. She wasn't too far off the second horse there, and went to to Canberra and got really unbalanced coming around the corner, lost her action, and if I can forgive that run, and you know, apart from you know Hayes's, it looks a pretty even sort of bunch. So if there's a chink in the favourite's armour, I think she's getting out to 1400, and she's a half to the candy man, so she's got a decent enough little pedigree behind her, and she's shown more than enough at home that she should be winning her maiden sooner rather than later.
Righto. Well, that's race two, number nine, Milady out today at Wang. See how you go on that one. Race six, number six, Seal the Deals in action as well. Third run in this campaign. Was pretty good at Kyneton last time out. A couple of lengths off Chloe's Day in a similar benchmark 58. You're up 100 metres to 1590. Can we take it today?
Yeah, he was pretty fat first up. That was more of a trial than a first up run. And then, yeah, took him down last start, and they just went so quick. You know, they ran it. He was off the bridle from 1,000, and he really only got warm his last 100 metres and stormed home and didn't get beat very far and, you know, crying out for more ground. So he gets that today. He's third up. He's fit. He's a son of done deal. So, you know, he'll eat up the mile. And, he's a really good chance at pretty decent odds, I thought.
Yes, nice, decent odds. $14 at the moment for Seal the Deal, race six, number six. And then you've got race eight, number six, Mighty Feet, jumping out of barrier 10 today, second up. We're upon resumption at Wodonga, and we're 5.5 lengths off them in a 58, restricted 58. We stay at the 58 today. What's happening with this one, Mighty Feet?
I thought he was terrible first up with no excuses in an average race. But he's, you know, his earlier form is, you know, he won at Cora very well and wasn't far off him in a decent enough here at Albury. They can do some weird things first up. He trialled well going into it. So I'd want to see him go and do it again today. I thought he was very average first up and he needs to pull his socks up and go and improve and stays at the same greater race. But yeah, I'd like to see him go and do something today before I launch into him.
Righto. Well, we've had a pretty good run here at the moment, so we might be a bit of a good luck charm for you on the early mail today, Mitch. What's your best, do you reckon?
Well, I think Seal the Deal at those sort of odds, you know, like he won't find it hard to run into one or two better. But, you know, at $14, I think if you were having something each way or the place on him, you know, I'd be pretty disappointed if he didn't run in the first four.
Righto. Well, we'll take that. We'll take that. Race 6, number 6, as your best today. Seal the deal at Wang. Always appreciate your time. Get back into the heated room.
Straight away. Thanks, boys.
Good stuff. Mitch Beer with 3 at Wangaratta today. Race 6, number 6. What we'll do, Whitey, is we'll just take that to place, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Just balance up a little bit after yesterday.
Yeah, yep. Just straighten up. I think that's the way to go. Race 6, number 6 at Wang today. Good luck to Mitch. Good luck to everyone in getting involved.